Hello.
Hey, Brent?
Yes.
Hey, it's Amy with Local Splash. Is this a better time for you?
Maybe, yes.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear it. Did you have a nice, long, hard day?
Story of my life.
Well, ain't nobody gonna say they handed it to you, huh?
Nobody gave me much of nothing.
I understand.
So, I did look over it.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it sounds great. It really does. I guess a couple of still my concerns is chasing these leads down, right? I mean, I've been burnt, you know, like I told you, these marketing companies and everything else. I've spent ungodly amount of money and websites and everything. Everybody told me you got to do to get out there and get on the market. And I'm going to tell you. I've run this business now for 6.5 years, and I get more calls and referrals just off of people we've done work for.
Sure.
And in the last 2 years, I kind of looked at it this weekend, I've probably spent upwards to $20,000 to $25,000 on marketing, and it hadn't brought nothing to the table.
Wow.
And when I say nothing, I mean nothing.
You did write it off, though, on the end of your taxes, right?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
It didn't taxes. I just...
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, though. It didn't bring no new calls or new work for you.
It hadn't brought anything. And the thing is, I get it. You know, everybody works off commission and sales and all that. But at the end of the day...
I don't. I'm an upgrade specialist with Google with the guaranteed department. So I don't work off that. My role is actually different, but for the most part, a lot of those companies, they do work off commissions and they're worried about their own personal bottom dollar as opposed to making sure that you're right.
Oh, believe me, I know. And then when you cut their money off and you keep saying cancel. They keep trying to take your money, and then you got to change your cards and your accounts and everything else. And then they call you and go, "We didn't receive your payment this month."
Yeah, no, you didn't.
You know, obviously, you weren't listening to the words that I was speaking.
Right.
You heard what you wanted to hear.
For sure.
And
well,
I just don't, you know, we stay pretty consistent, right? I mean, knock on wood. You know, 2 weeks may be something different. But my guys said Monday through Friday, we got consistent work coming in. Can I take on more? Shoot, everybody wants more. You know what I mean?
The world is conditioned for more, you know, and that's why, Brent, the program is designed the way that it's designed. The clients call you, and you can turn the leads on and off when you want. So you're not having to chase the clients down. It's the people who are actually looking for those high-end services that you're providing. And if your guys are busy and you know that you can't take anything else on, you turn them off. As soon as you turn them back on, you've got some more calls coming in. Now you're booked. You turn them back off. You are in control of it. So it's not like just unlimited access to your account with automatic charges.
Yeah, but that's exactly what that other one told me. What the Home Advisor?
Right. And Home Advisor is a part of Angie's, and they are Google's biggest clients, but we're not. We're partnered directly with Google. So we're not a client to Google. We are their partner. It's a lot different.
Okay. Well, I can tell you right now, I told old boy the Home Advisor, he just needed to give me an address and I'd come visit him in person.
Oh,
and
boy.
He wouldn't give it to me.
Of course he would.
We talk a lot of smack over the phone, but let's sit down man and man and let's have this conversation together.
Right.
Because you're telling me one thing, but then you're charging my bank account another. And that's something that I guess I'm very gun shy. I'm just going to be real honest with you. I mean, after looking over the marketing, you know, the money I've spent and then, you know, I got two almost complete houses that we're fixing to tear apart, mm-hmm. put back together, coming up here in front of the next 2 weeks.
And that'll take you 2 weeks to do all that?
No, that's starting them. Mm-hmm. I got other projects going on right now. I got three projects running today alone.
Right. And the application process and processing to get it all up and running, you know, the terms and conditions state 4 to 8 weeks. You know, while you have work to keep you busy and steady is the perfect time to get the approval, you know, and ensure that you have the placement so then you can turn it off and on when you're ready to have the leads coming in and coming out.
Well, I get what you're saying. I just, here's my other two big withdrawals, and I'm just going to throw it out there.
Yes, please.
So when you call me after your friend called you and said, this is the person you need to use,
mm-hmm.
look what he did to my house. He did a good job. He didn't run off with our money.
Right.
He was communicated with us. He did a contract. He has insurance. I mean, this is the guy to do. When I show mm-hmm. up over there at your house, and you and your husband are sitting there and you're like, this is what I want to do. You're not concerned about my credentials because you already got my credentials, right?
Right.
And so it makes things so much easier for me. And this is the other thing that I've run into is when people just call me out of the blue and they're like, hey, such and such gave me your number. And it's like, I get over there and it's like, well, can you do this? Do you have references? And I'm like, well, yeah, I got all that. Versus when your friend called, you already know what I can do.
What it is.
And
yeah.
Then it's like closing the job is so much easier for me. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, absolutely. Let me get all this documented and I'll get you a price coming and you say yes or no.
Right.
In the store.
Sure.
And we keep trucking.
The world's largest form of advertisement is always going to be word of mouth, you know, and that's why this particular section on Google is set apart from the other sections and the other things. They built it for contractors like yourself, and there's plenty of people in your area who don't have friends or family. People are moving from California to Texas every day. You know, they don't have somebody to say, hey, do you have a contractor? Or I love the work that was done on your house. There are still a huge amount of people who are legitimately looking for quality services that are, you know, for everything that you have experienced, they would love to experience that, you know, from the consumer side where they don't have to say, hey, do you have references? Do you have X, Y, or Z? Like, we don't know you from Adam, right? They want to be able to go to a safe place in the Google Guaranteed section on the first page of Google to find a quality provider where they can go in, they look at your accolades, they look at your website, they look at your information, they read your reviews. They already know what they're getting when they pick the phone up. Yeah. And that's why they pick the phone up. That's what sets this section apart from the other things. I understand that you've dealt with a lot of the, what I call the gobbledygook, right? You've dealt with a lot of that over the course, especially with some of the marketing efforts that you've already tried. You know, this one's just different.
Yeah, but what guarantee do I got? I guess that's,
well,
I
all
mean,
the calls are recorded.
The last one that we just did
mm-hmm.
was Apex Media mm-hmm. out of Florida.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, they sold a bill of goods, and we got this special program that it basically gets you on all this stuff and gets you to the top. It takes about a month, and every month it renews it and makes sure that you're on the top, and they kept calling me once a month going, okay, well, you need to get more reviews.
Mm-hmm.
And I need you to go to your website and do this and do this. And I finally told them, I said, listen, ain't I paying you to do all this?
Right.
The whole purpose was I don't have time to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
And you just keep on throwing it back at me. But yet, you go to Google, and I'm nowhere to be found. Well, you see, it takes time to get up there because the more reviews you got. And I said, so do you want me to call all my buddies and tell them to write a review, whether I did work for them or not? Because that's mm-hmm. what everybody else is doing.
Right.
And I don't want to do that. I'm mm-hmm. not that guy. I want you
right.
to give me an honest review. Now, look, I just got a bad review off a woman from 2.5 years ago
mm-hmm.
that we did a picket fence, a single female that, I'll be honest with you, she's a freaking lunatic. She's crazy. And I almost didn't do the job because she was crazy.
She's a lunatic.
And I told her. Oh, yeah. I told her flat out, you scream at me and you scream at my guys, I don't want no part of that.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to treat us like we're, you
Fresh.
Know,
right.
hired hands for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing you a job. Let my guys do the job. She
right.
praised. Oh, man. This is the best fence I've ever seen. She wanted to look out her backyard. We put wire mesh in it. We did fancy stuff around there, put her gate to the back,
mm-hmm.
had her a metal gate that swung open so she'd get her motorhome in the back.
Wow.
But let me tell you, a picket fence, and I tell everybody this when we build a picket fence, it costs a lot of money to build a picket fence.
Mm-hmm.
It costs a lot of money when you stain a picket fence because
mm-hmm.
that stain is not cheap.
Right.
And then you want to put a color on it. I don't care what I do to that fence. It's going to warp.
This right, because it's wood.
This is the Texas
sun. Right.
It's going to shrink.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to pop boards off. You got to
right.
go do maintenance on it. You have to do this. Well, she don't want to do maintenance. It's just supposed to be pretty 24/7. So she wrote a crappy review the other day and it popped up and I'm going, are you serious? That was 2.5 years ago and put pictures of the boards coming off the fence.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, I'm not even going to respond to that stupidity because I really wanted to ask her, did you forget to take your medication? don't delete the good review that you gave me and then all of a sudden come back and put a crappy one 2.5 years later.
Right.
I can't. I've had 3 bad customers in 6 years. And I got one that posted on another site the other day that another customer called me and said, have you seen this?
Mm-hmm.
She didn't mention your last name. She didn't mention your company. She just kept saying Brent. I'm like, so she sent it to me.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, that woman, we took her whole house and gutted it, took walls out, put beams in there, deleted walls. We took the whole back of the house out, 54-foot wide house, took it out 10 foot. I made her a bigger master bedroom, a laundry room, another bathroom. Her living room bigger. I even put her a covered porch out there with concrete, a fire pit in the middle of it.
Wow.
Resided the house, new floors. The only thing we didn't get to, I had the shell of the cabinets in.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't get to finish putting the doors on or paint the cabinets or put the tops on and tie in the plumbing. Other than that, all the tile in the showers was done in the bathroom. I mean, we were 95% complete. And she came in and said, Brent, I want you to build me a picket fence. And can we do this? And I want to do this. And I want to do that. And 2 hours later, her husband showed up, Pell White, and he said, Brent, we are broke.
Mm.
We are completely out of money. And I said, okay, well, here's the deal. These guys don't work on, you know, marshmallows and
prayers. Rings. Yeah.
So we're going to clean the mess up.
Right.
And then I'm going to make sure everything's nice and neat, and we're going to go ahead and bail out. And when you get the extra money, call me, and we'll come back and redo it.
Mm-hmm.
She went freaking nuts.
Mm.
And called my insurance, and we were at $95,000 on that house.
Mm.
That was when I, you know, was really just getting started in the big remodels.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't really know how to price all that out.
Mm.
So it wasn't like I was making any money off of it to start with. I was just paying the guys and getting the job done.
Right.
And I had a contract for $75,000 plus the change orders
mm-hmm.
to get it finished, which went to almost $100,000. Well, she went to my insurance and said I left her house in a shamble
mm.
that I didn't do quality work, it was going to cost her another $100,000 to get it finished. And I took video of it. We took still pictures. I sent all that to the insurance company, and they're like, man, this house is beautiful. And I'm like, yeah, did you see the before and what it looks like now? And they're like, oh, yeah. Yeah, that house looks good. I said, well, it's funny because their son-in-law is a home builder inspector. And the whole time he was like, wow, y'all done better than my guys that build houses. This looks amazing. Y'all went way above and beyond and made sure things were right. And I'm like, well, yeah, that's what we're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
So she wrote a crappy review the other day about how I wouldn't hire this guy. He cost us $100,000+. And the shame of it was I have a bunch of friends that work for Budweiser, and the husband works for Budweiser. Right. So he went in and tried to trash me after his wife started trashing me because he's a follower, not a leader. And everybody at Budweiser turned on him and said, we've seen your house before and we've seen it now. And he's done a fantastic job on your house. You're just pissed because you ran out of money. Which doesn't, you know, it's neither here nor there.
Mm-hmm.
I've had three people. Her, this freaking lunatic woman over here, and another customer, we did a remodel that didn't want to pay me until I put a cat deal in the door. And like I told you, know, and paint the Walmart mirror that they bought to match the cabinets. And I said, that's not my contract. I said, if you pay me what you owe me for the remodel we've done now, I'll be more than happy to throw that in. But I'm not just going to keep doing and doing and doing, and you don't want to pay for it.
Right.
That's not how this works.
Mm-hmm.
So they said, well, we're not paying you till you put the cat door in. I said, okay, no problem. That's why you signed a contract. That was on Friday. Her husband called me Friday night, started cussing me, called me an MF and this and that. And I said, well, let me tell you something, partner. I'm man enough to come on over there to the house if you want to MF me.
Mm.
Let's meet in person.
Right.
Because I have everything I need. This proof that I did way above and beyond what I was supposed to. And I took videos of your house and pictures. I take them every single job every day to cover my butt.
Right.
I said, I got everything I need. He hung up. Monday, his wife called me and said, so are you going to come over here and finish this job? I said, your job's finished. It's been finished. You need to pay me. Well, I ain't paying you until you put the cat door in and paint the mirror. I said, okay. So you're not going to come finish? I said, listen, I'm not fighting with you no more. Well, we're not paying. I said, no need. Because apparently you didn't read my contract. Every week you don't pay is 10% of the total job. So 2 weeks is 20%, 3 weeks is 30. You can drag it on as far as you want, but in a court of law, and that's where I'm headed right now, is to go file a lawsuit against you and put a lien on your house. You know, you can explain that to the judge.
Right.
I got all my documents in line. It took her a total of 30 minutes to read the contract again, and I had a check in my hand. So at the end of the day, I try to stand by the quality of work that I do, but I'm not going to deal with stupid people. I'm not going to fight you over it. I'm just going to take you to court, be done with it.
Right.
Because we do strive to give good quality work, and you can call my references and everybody else, and they're all happy with the work we've done. I'm just, again, my biggest thing is, look, we don't have disposable income. I'm not a $1 million company. We scratch by constantly trying to keep things going, right?
Right.
The more I keep throwing out here to try to get all these extra jobs, which somehow comes to backfire on me because the two things that I brought up, one is when I get a referral from somebody that's seen my work already, I don't have to fight for it. It's just here. And two, God bless Trump. I'm glad he's in office.
Mm-hmm.
He's killing me with the Spanish thing. Because it is hard to keep workers on the deal when they're all running scared.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
So I'm a little nervous about that because my guys are nervous to death.
Yeah.
Have to open them. You need to make sure your vehicles are good. Make sure you got your paperwork in line. But I keep hearing guys that are even papered, they're getting hauled off.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So we're running into an era that nobody's really been into. And we don't know where it's going. Right?
Yeah, because the white people don't want to work.
white or the black. I mean...
True.
We're in a different age right now.
Yeah, no, I agree 100%. They have jobs directly in front of them, and they just don't want to work. Nobody wants to work anymore. Everybody wants it handed to them.
No, you're right, and that's the situation that I'm in. It's just you try to do things 100% legit. You try to hire legit people, but I guess I'm – a little old fashioned. I was always taught to get out of bed and go hustle whether you're hurting or not. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, that's the crackhead mentality. You know, that crackhead don't say I ain't got no money to go out there and figure out how to get what he's got, what he needs. You know what I mean? He's going to end that day getting what he needs, and he's going to do whatever it takes to get there. And, you know, it doesn't matter if he's tired or broke or any of those things. You know, you still have to provide. I come from that same type of mentality that you're talking about. We just work really hard to do what we got to do to take care of ourselves and our family, you know?
Well, and that's it. I mean, I told my dad when I was young, I needed him to help me get another truck. And his response to me was, the street corner is right down the road. If you stand there long enough, somebody will give you some money. Or you can go find you another job and make enough money to go get your own truck.
Right.
So I bought a Plymouth Fury 3 for $500 off this little old woman and showed up and said, there you go. And he said, you can't haul cows in that, son. So what you going to do now? I guess you're going to walk them down there, huh? And I said, yeah, that kind of backfired. I was hoping you'd laugh at me and go, come on, let's go get you a truck. But, you know, I worked for it.
Good.
Nothing was ever handed to us. And that's the same mentality that I push on to my daughter, but none of that matters. It's, again, I'm not trying to push you off, but then again, I kind of am because I am worried about it. I am worried about right now dishing out money. My daughter graduates this year. I got all that coming up. We got a bunch of special needs events coming up. My daughter has Down syndrome, so we do the Special Olympics.
Oh, wow.
So we go to state a lot, which means there's $1,000 a weekend sitting in a hotel.
Yeah.
So I have a lot of money going out right now for something that I just ain't got the jump up and downs for.
Okay. Well, you know, when you're ready, this is the thing, Brent. The only upfront cost is the $250, and then you're approved and you're ready to go. And then when you want to turn the leads on is when you pay the additional, you know, the activation budget, the $768. But it's not something that you have to do until you're ready. And when you're ready to turn the leads on, you know, you're in a position to turn those leads on, take the leads as well as pay for them. You know, but I just want to put your company into that best position.
Well, and, you know, I do, too. I mean, I do
need
for my daughter.
I know you do.
I can go to work for – I got job offers out there right now wanting me to come run big companies.
Mm-hmm.
I got one guy trying to offer me $55 an hour, a company truck, full benefits, paying for all my fuel. But I can't do it because I do have a special needs daughter. And
right.
I spent so much time building this company up that I don't want to just shut it down and week and a prayer hoping I'm going to love it over there.
No. You're not going to like working for somebody else like that. Not after you've done had what you have.
Well, kind of like my best friend says, I'm not sure they know what they're getting into. You don't want to work. I don't want you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
My guys would be the first to tell you, what are you doing? That tree doesn't need anybody to hold it up, I promise you. But if I catch you leaning up against it and getting drinks of water and sitting on your phone, talking to your girlfriend all day, Well, guess what? You're going to do it for free sitting from home because it damn sure ain't going to be on my job.
Right.
But it's, right now we're flowing steady. What I would like to see from you is how many people are really hitting this Google button and how many leads are right here that you know that are coming in. I mean,
where
can you get that?
Where you're out there in Willis in the last 30 days, let's see, how far out are you servicing?
Well, you know, 75, 80 miles.
Okay. And you want a specialty on full home renovation and remodel, general contracting. What's, give me a few of your specialty terms here.
I would rather do home remodeling because there's more money in it, right? And I'm not moving around. I mean, we do decks and pergolas and all that too. You get into that, people don't want to spend a bunch of money, right?
No, they don't. So you're looking for the other stuff. Okay. Right. So Houston's the next closest to you, and that's about 50 miles. So even from there.
Well, go the other way.
Okay.
Go Huntsville, Montgomery, Cold Springs, Willis, Conroe.
Okay. I'm looking around there in the last 30 days between, just on Google, there's been, in a 70-mile radius, there's been over 7,000 searches for what you're offering.
Really?
In the last 30 days. Now, not that you're going to receive all those. That's from Google. That's just from Google, you know, all the way around. The folks that are there in the Google guaranteed section, that you guys are able to control it because you decide how many leads you want coming in and coming out. If you just leave it rolling as it is, you're getting a minimum of 13 a month because that's where the budget's at. But this is the thing, is if there's not 13 leads for your organization to get, your budget isn't charged. Okay. Now, in the Google guaranteed section, because it is such a coveted spot and it is a little more cutthroat, you guys get more clicks, you get more of the direct calls from people who are looking for what you actually provide because we're able to say those specialty things. Like, if you don't want to offer decks with this service, you don't have to offer decks. We take that keyword off. It is one that's offered in the section for the general contractors. But if you're looking just for the renovations, the remodels, the additions, things like that, you're looking for the bigger custom stuff, then we're able to target it and bring that into you, you know?
Well, but see, that's what I'm saying. I have 7 guys that work for me. My payroll a day, I'm running at almost 17.5.
Nice.
Or 17.50 rather, a day.
Right.
If I don't make $1,750 a day, I'm not making any money. I'm not paying my guys. So that's where I guess on some of this, I'm just worried because with the other guys, you know, I kept saying, look, I don't care about all your other stuff. I just want to be on the front page of Google. Somebody to see me, get my name out there. You know what I mean? They go to click, there's like 4 people in there, and they're like, well, look at all the people on Google. They got like 100 reviews. And I'm like, yeah, have you read them? These people are just having people write reviews to get on Google. I don't want people to write reviews.
And that's why this section is different. It's not just the standard section on Google within the local map. It's at the very top of the page where those reviews are of supreme importance. It is super important. You know, you have a fair amount of fantastic reviews. You have 16 verified reviews and only one of them, I saw the Crazy Fence Lady a week ago. Saw her review. Jenny, she's doing too much over there. You know.
I just pulled up home remodeling contractors in Houston. On Google Guarantee.
Right. But you said you don't want to do Houston. You said you want to do the other direction.
I don't.
So don't do Houston then. it's too competitive. There's no need for you to show up over there. There's enough work elsewhere that you don't have to show up in Houston.
Well, I don't want Houston.
We can literally take Houston out of where you want to target.
So I'm going to put in Conroe, Texas. Remodeling contractors in Conroe, Texas. Bluestone Construction.
Mm-hmm.
Unique Builders. Artesia Builders, which was on Houston, too. So, I mean...
So I'm looking at it right here. I've got Trust Builders with only 24 reviews. Ericon Enterprises with 9 reviews. Best Investment Siding, Windows, and Doors, 33 reviews. Complete Home Remodeling, 18 reviews. Build Tech Construction, 19 reviews. All these guys are offering services in the area you're talking about, and they don't have very many more reviews or as much as you have. You see what I'm saying? It's different in this section. Yes, that one guy you mentioned, he has like a bazillion. He's Arteza. He's got 181, and he's servicing, you know, Houston and those other areas.
But he's not Google guaranteed.
He is. I'm looking at him. He is.
Because he's got the blue check mark.
The green check mark, yes, sir. That's what
so
makes
that
guaranteed.
What that means?
Mm-hmm.
And so if I go with you, it's going to put me up here on the top. I put in home remodeling for Conroe, Texas. I'm going to be up here with Artesia.
Yes, in that section on Google, in that sponsored Google guaranteed section. Yes, sir. And it's going to be in the areas that you want. So click on Artesia. You're not going to cost him any money. When you click on him, you can go down where it says serves Conroe in nearby areas. Do you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Click the drop-down arrow. That's going to tell you all the cities that company is servicing.
The drop-down arrow. Where's the drop-down arrow?
Are you on your phone, your cell phone?
I am. Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Let me look and see where it's at then. I'm on the computer. Give me a second here. Let's see if I can spell today. Okay, we've got Artesia. Let me click on him. Okay. Oh, well, it's I guess it's the side arrow. It says serves Conroe in nearby areas, and then it has like the end of what would be like the sentence. It has that arrow. Just click that.
Yeah, I see him now.
Okay. This is all the areas he's servicing. All the cities. Okay. Like, I don't see Willis in here. So let's just, for the sake of this example, I'm just going to use Willis. Okay. Now, for whatever reason, he would not show up in Willis in your area because he's not servicing that area. And if he got a call from Willis, with it being an area that he's not servicing, obviously he's going to say, I don't service that area. I cannot help you. It would be extremely hard for somebody to find him in that area in the first place. His budget would not be charged. It's not a qualified lead because it's not an area that he's servicing. So it's very specific to what you're offering and where you're offering it. Just like if you look at his services, if you click the back arrow and you look at his services with the three lines, it says services, accessory buildings, decks and patios, foundations and concrete, home addition, home remodel, renovation, interior finishing and roofing. There's a lot more to be offered in this section, but he's picked and chose just these particular keywords. This is all he wants to come up for under general contracting with the keywords that are available. So if he was to get a call for, you know, let's see, kitchen remodel, because the kitchen remodel specific is one of the keywords, it would not be a qualified lead if he turns that lead down because it's not in his services. It's not something that he's providing.
So how do y'all keep track of the people calling?
The calls are recorded for authenticity purposes for that exact reason, and AI is listening to each one of those phone calls. You have access to that call recording. So do we. So does Google. So if one ever slipped through the cracks, you text us the number and say, this isn't a qualified call. We dispute it. We get the money back on it. It's very rare that we have to do that, but we do have that fail safe in place. So when AI was really introduced and brought into a lot of this stuff, this is one of the positive ways that they're using the AI is to monitor these things and ensure that you guys are getting the qualified calls.
Okay. Well. So with this Google thing, it's going to get me on Google where everybody can see it.
It's up at the top in that Google Guaranteed section, yes. And it's like, even if you click onto a different business, Brent, look at a different business. Look at another one of those businesses over there. Say you look at Aircon Enterprise. Okay? He's only a 4.6 star rated company. And you can do the same thing. You can look at his service radius. Now, he's only offering 6 cities that he's servicing. Conroe, Katy, Sugarland, Houston, Spring, and the Woodlands.
Okay.
And he's got different keywords, different services that he's providing because he's got a little bit more of everything in there. He wants to offer a little bit more. But he's got his service radius cut real tight, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
be honest with me, does this Google thing work?
This Google Guarantee does work. This is the top product. The only reason that I even sell the standard Google product with the Google local map listing, like what you're talking about when you say you're not showing, the only reason I even sell that product anymore is because I have to for companies that don't have it yet. But you already have it. You already have a standard Google profile that's in great standing. It's got 16 reviews. It's very healthy. It looks good. That's why I haven't offered it to you, because you don't need it. You've got something that's decent. It may not be ranking, but it doesn't have to be ranking. This Google Guarantee is going to help it to rank, and it's going to put that Google, you know, spot at the very top of the page, put you where you want. In an industry as competitive and an area as competitive as where you're at, it's not like you're out in the sticks.
Well, I am.
Well, you are, but what I'm saying is where you're targeting isn't, right? It's not all just out in the middle of nowhere. So with that being said, it's going to help you to rank in those specific areas. Before, back in the day, you used to be able to, you know, say you had a location in Willis where it's your Google listing, and then you could send off to Google and say you had another location in Conroe and have that verification code sent to your coworkers or your employee's home that lives in Conroe. You could say you had another location in Houston. As long as you had different addresses with different phone numbers, Circle T Services could technically have multiple locations, even though it was all one location, but this is how you saturated the area in order to pop up in the other areas. But Google stopped that. Google put the lockdown on all these things and determined that you had to verify and you had to come up legit and you had to prove that that's where you actually had the business at one way or the other, whether it was just one document or whatever, to prove this is where the company is. And if you have multiple locations, then your paperwork is going to reflect that. They did that, and then they built Google Guarantee, because this is how a legitimate company like yours is able to saturate the market in the other areas. You just have to pay for it.
Right. So if I do this, do I get to talk to you again?
Yes, you get to talk to me. I'll be the lead on your account and point of contact for you. There are 3 other individuals who are assigned to the Google Guarantee, and that are I'm the main sales agent that sets these things up, and I talk to my clients all the time. I build a lot of rapport with my clients like I have with you. It's why people get this product 9 times out of 10. They're buying me just as much as they're buying the product, because, you know, I'm able to explain it to them properly. But our team is the best team. We've got Ivan, Arely, and Bonnie on our Google Guarantee team. Those are the technicians that actually do the programming and the verifying and all the things. We all work very closely together.
Because, I mean, that's my other big thing here. If I do this, I don't want to talk to 12 different people that don't have a clue what's even going on.
No. No, no, you won't be talking to them. And you can call me every time. If you want to, if you want to just contact me, you have the ability to always contact me, and I can get the message over, get the answer. Most of the time, I have the answer. If I don't have the answer, then I can set an appointment where that person is calling you directly. You're not having to deal with. You know, our company is decent size. We have about 80 employees. Half of those are sales agents, and half of them are for what we call operations. They're the agents that provide the services and fulfillment. But so you felt like you get bounced around to a guy who's never heard of you before. But at the same time, you know, once these relationships are kind of built, that's why I give my direct extension.
Okay, because, yeah, again, go back to that Apex. I had some girl calling me,
mm-hmm.
telling me this is what we're doing, and I'm the head of your account.
Mm-hmm.
And then next thing I know, I had some guy calling me, and I'm like, well, have you talked to Jennifer? well, I'm the lead on your account. I said, Jennifer just hung up with me and said she was the lead. Mm-hmm. But now you're the lead within
right.
5 minutes?
Right.
Oh,
Jennifer,
well, I don't know who Jennifer even is. You're a crackhead, bro.
Aww.
I can't keep up with y'all's nonsense.
Right.
So, you know, again. So right now you need from me how much to get started?
$250.
And you're going to be my girl, right?
Yeah.
You're going to take care of me. I'm not going to get the sheriff.
No, you're
not
going
to have to call you and go, I got it again, right? You lied to me?
No, I'm not lying to you. This is a product that I would literally sell my grandmother, this particular product. This is the cure for cancer.
Do you like your grandmother?
I do. I love her very much. She's not with us anymore.
Don't lie to me now.
But I do love her.
Don't lie to me.
No. I just sent you a text, too, with my direct extension, so you're able to contact me directly. Now,
all right.
I have 350, Lucher Road?
Lucher Road, Lucher Road.
Willis, Texas, 77378. And then...
Yeah, what happens if I move from here?
Just leave your Google profile where it's at. Leave it alone. Don't fool with it.
Yeah. I'd be like, I'm here for... Oh, yeah,
forever. You can move. Just don't sell the house.
Yeah.
Rent it out. Yeah, where you can still receive. No, I mean, moving a Google business profile that's in healthy condition is not an issue, Brent. Honestly, it's just right now, you know, there's no need to even, like, this, what happens is we're going to send you the application. You have to upload the information onto the application. It's very, very straightforward. If you don't want to upload the information onto the application, you don't have to. My agent will be glad to do it for you. You just have to disclose your Social Security number and your tax EIN number if you want her to do the application for you. If not, then you do the application yourself, which is how most people
do. What
do
you need all that for?
They do that for the background check. We don't take it. So it goes onto the application, and then we submit that directly to Pinkerton and Evident ID. These are the two corporations that do the background checks.
Well, here's the thing. I lie to the government on a daily basis.
About what?
Yeah, about how much money I made, and I don't have an LLC. I refuse to get one.
You don't need any. You don't need any of that. In the state of Texas, there is no proof of insurance or proof of.
I get that. But according to my tax, when I do any of your taxes, I'm a broke son of a gun. I'm broke poverty.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you one bit. I would be too. No, they're not checking your taxes. They're checking to make sure that you have no felonies. That's all they're checking. And that you are a legitimate company. You are a legitimate company that is using either your Social Security number or has a tax EIN number. That's all they're checking. They're not getting in with the IRS and reporting you or any of those things.
Well, what I'm gonna tell you is I filed my own taxes. As far as the state or the U.S. government knows, I worked my butt off. I spend a lot of money on material and work my butt off, and I do it all by myself.
Right. Well, we're not asking for you to. We're not asking for you to tell anybody any differently. Honestly, that's how I suggest that all of my contractors apply for Google Guarantee, because when they start putting other people's name on there, and you can't be held responsible for them. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, it's you who's going to wind up paying the piper if something goes wrong. So I don't ever suggest that anybody puts anybody's information on there as their coworkers or any of that, but it does have fields for it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm with you 100%.
Yeah, there's none of that on there. But when I file my taxes, I mean, look, I ain't going to lie. I try to get that. Like, I made $15,000 last year.
I don't blame you one bit. Yeah. Not one bit do I blame you.
Spent down there over $500,000 in material, but I only made $15,000. Now, you figure that out.
Well, you can do that for a while.
My tax lady is good, and she's mad at me. That's why I hadn't filed my taxes this year. She's like, man, you can't keep doing this. You're going to get in trouble. And I'm like, well, I can, and I will.
Right.
Because as far as I'm concerned, I work hard for the money that we got coming in. If
right.
I file an LLC, the government wants me to do a whole bunch of other stuff that just gives them money.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't here to pay the government. I'm here to make sure my kid has clothes on her back and food in her belly.
Right.
So Biden can suck it.
Agreed.
Him and the rest of them. So, yeah, I mean, I just don't want you getting off in there and messing something up there.
No,
because
we won't. I promise you, there's nothing. It's nothing like that at all. At all.
Okay. Well, my credit shot. I got an ex-wife. She took that with her.
Hmm.
We won't get into them stories. Somehow I'm still stuck with her.
Yeah, well, sometimes you just can't shake them, you know?
Yeah, well, I got a beautiful daughter out of her, and I tell her all the time, that's about the only thing I got out of you.
Well,
other than that, I feel like I got a freaking dog leash around my neck every time I turn around. It's, I need money.
Money. Mm.
We got to have money. I'm like, yeah, you got a job too, don't you? They don't pay me very much. I'm like, you need to quit door dashing.
Right.
You need to quit running all over town thinking them fancy clothes is going to get you something more special than what it already got you. Promise you. Okay.
All right.
Well, I'm going to do this. And I'm trusting you.
You won't regret it. You won't regret it. I'm going to tell you this. You're going to love the service. I appreciate you giving me your trust. I only need 1% of it. I'm willing to earn the rest. Absolutely. And I want you to know that if I didn't believe in the service or I didn't believe it was a good fit for you, I would just straight up tell you, I'm sorry, this isn't a good fit for you, or it's not a good fit for us, or whatever that looks like. It's just not who I am to give somebody a product that they don't need.
You're also a good salesman.
Thank you. I work really hard at my craft.
That could be good and it could be bad.
Well, come to Texas and sell some jobs for you.
Yeah, you can do that. Get on the phone. I don't know where you're at, but
I'm in California.
Oh, my gosh. You had to go there, didn't you?
Listen,
you know,
I live in the only Republican... I live in the only Republican town that we have, the only Republican city in Southern California. I live in Huntington Beach. And we do our Trump rallies and all that all the time. Okay?
Yeah.
Our entire family are Trump supporters. So when everyone had to wear the masks and start doing all that stuff, Huntington Beach literally revolted. They were protesting down on the beach. Like, we didn't do all that.
Hey, I ain't got no hard feelings with California people. Y'all show up down here with millions in your pocket after you sold your little shack down there, and you buy a $450,000 house, and you still got $500,000 in your left pocket, and you're going, what can I do? Well, I'm your guy.
Right.
How much money's left in that left pocket? I got it.
Right. I need all of it.
Everything you want to build and then some. You just keep on taking that hand out of that left pocket. That's all I want you to do. Trust me.
I'll blame you. I'll blame you at all.
People from down there that come down here and they are just full-blown idiots. I told one that actually 2 weeks ago, brand new house, and she called me and said, I just don't like the color in here. Can you repaint the whole inside of this house and paint the kitchen cabinets? I said, ma'am, did you have this house built? I did. Did they give you specs or they tell you what color they were painting it? Well, I had a choice. I said, but now you don't like it?
Mm-hmm.
You picked out the color and you don't like it? Yeah, it just don't blend well for me. And I said, okay. She said, by how much this cost? I said, about $35,000. Well, that ain't bad at all. I'm thinking, huh? I'm going to do this for like $7,000. And she's like, oh, not the 30? I'm like, are you willing to pay 30? Well, kind of thought that's what it was. Like, stupid me again. We can repaint the whole inside for about $7,000.
Oh, wow.
Like, that would be great. But she was going to pay the $30,000.
Like, yes, yeah. She was. She's going to have you come paint it all yellow.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well.
Well, I'm sending the application over to you now, Brent. I do need you to fill it out. So within the application, I've left a note that is MMB. That's minimum monthly budget. It's going to ask in this application about the licensing. You're just going to put NA on that line because license is not required for what you're providing. And then
it just have your girl call me or whoever.
Okay.
And I'll just give her the information.
Okay.
Because really, I'm fixing to get in my truck. I got to go look at another job for it just later.
Okay. I just need to process the 250. So how you want to do it?
I want you to get somebody else's credit card that lives in California.
Well,
they got lots of money.
You know, if I had that, I wouldn't be talking to you.
Yeah. All you got to do is drive like two streets over. There's somebody there that ain't got no common sense.
They're everywhere.
Oh, yeah. They're here, too. Don't let me bore you. I tried to put a train horn on my truck, and the officer told me, man, you can't do that. I said, well, then do your job.
Right.
So I'm going to start getting behind them, blowing that train horn and sticking them in the wall. I really don't care. All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
4399-660-0491-2244.
Expiration month and year?
0625.
3-digit code on the back?
960.
And what time do you want us to call you tomorrow to do the application? And we block off a 30-minute window. It takes about 15.
Don't do it first thing in the morning. That's never good for me.
I won't.
I don't know. Somewhere around lunchtime, I can probably choke that in there.
Around 12? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So have them call me. We'll do the application. You're just taking out the 250 now, and then it takes 6 to 8 weeks.
And we call you as soon as it's ready, as soon as you're approved, we're going to call you, we're going to text you, we're going to email you. I have it in here, absolutely no auto billing on your account that you need contact. In fact, tomorrow I'm going to be the one that's going to call you and introduce Bonnie to you to do what we call onboarding. So I'll be calling you from the 877 number to introduce you to her, okay?
Okay. Don't mess up my taxes.
I won't
don't
mess up your taxes.
Don't be pulling out a bunch of money. You know what I mean? If you don't confirm it with me, do not pull out money.
We won't. I promise you. And this is all done on a recorded line. So it's all here. It's all here for that.
I get that. I'm just saying, you know, Apex all of a sudden start pulling out a bunch of money, and I'm like, I ran to the bank because I check my accounts about 3 times a day. And that's what I mean. I had to go change my whole bank account and everything. And then they called me and was like,
terrible.
yeah, we didn't get payment. No shoots. They're like, just start ripping out money just because you got a button that has a credit card on it. You know what I mean?
Right. Oh, my gosh.
Tell me this is what we're charging and this is why we're charging it. Other than that. Yeah.
Absolutely. All right. I've got your call set for tomorrow around 12:30. We'll give you a call and see if that's a good time to do onboarding. If it's not, we can always reschedule it for later. But that's, we'll start at 12:30 tomorrow. Okay?
Don't let me down here, kid.
I won't. Please. I'll talk to you tomorrow. You have a great day and be safe on that next job you're going to bid.
Mm-hmm. Don't run off now that you got my credit card.
I'm not running off anywhere. You have my direct extension, so you can call me if you need to.
All right. Thanks for explaining it.
You're welcome.
Hopefully all this works.
You're going to love it. I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.